The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster here. I will share with you the inside life of a nursing student, from long nights of studying to clinicals and the challenges that come with it. This is RN in Progress. Welcome everybody to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster here, and today is our first episode. So I wanted to give you guys a little background about why I'm doing this podcast and why is it called RN in Progress. So I'm currently a fourth year nursing student here at Dominican University, and I feel like I wanted to share my experiences to any up-and-coming nursing students, high school or freshman, sophomore, whoever's trying to become a part of the nursing program. I think it's very important that student nurses understand what it's like to be a student nurse going through clinicals, classes, and trying to juggle both while also having the social life of college. I want to share how it's like to be doing work, what the studying is like, and overall just give students an image of being a nursing student. Nursing school isn't for everybody, and it's important to make sure you're dedicated and you understand the challenges that come with nursing school. There's a lot of sacrifices, a lot of tears, a lot of pain that comes with nursing school. The physical and emotional tolls that we endure in nursing school shouldn't be faced alone, as I myself have experienced that struggle and that hardship. And I'm able to work together with my classmates, and we're able to achieve the same goals by hanging out together, studying, getting food together, and creating those relationships has really made my nursing journey so much easier and something very memorable. And I hope that in this podcast, I can share with you guys how to go through this journey and make it to where I am now. Now let's dive into some of my background. So I'm from SoCal. And I have my mom, my dad, and my sister, and my grandparents live with me as well. And I also have a pet Shih Tzu. His name is Chimmy. So my mom is actually a nurse, and she kind of influenced me to step into the world of healthcare. She's been a really important inspiration to me and really guided me into what it's like to be caring and loving towards someone who is probably in their like vulnerable space right now, especially if it's a patient in a hospital. They're feeling afraid and they feel like they can't do anything because they're probably in the hospital bed filled with these illnesses, IVs, needles. All this stuff is going on with their health and they need to look up to somebody. And that's my goal. I want to be that person who the patient can look up to, can ask questions, and I could provide for them, help them feel comfortable, and create a safe space for them. And that's really the reason why I got into nursing. I really want to be a compassionate person and really share my knowledge and my care and skills to those in need. So some high school information. I graduated in 2022. My GPA coming out of high school was a 4.3. Some extracurriculars. I volunteered at my local hospital, Kaiser. I didn't get to do much, but I was an auditor for one of the med-surg units. And essentially, I was just writing down some notes of what the nurses were doing. Nothing patient-related, just whatever the nurses work. And I also was part of the healthcare academy at my high school, where I got to volunteer at our local hospital. And I didn't do too much. I was really just a doorman. I literally just was opening doors for whatever families came in. So I wouldn't say that was any clinical or nursing experience, but it was just a good opportunity and something to put on my resume. I also played soccer and I volunteered at my local church. And those extracurriculars were really heavy in my resume, and that really helped put my status out there when I was applying for colleges. So going into senior year, I applied to various schools across the West Coast, schools like Hawaii, Washington, and some schools in Southern and the Bay Area of California. And I ultimately decided to stay in California and commit to Dominican. And looking at Dominican, their nursing program felt like the right fit for me. It was a small school. Plus, it had everything that I really wanted, being in a different location. And it created a different scenery that I want to have in my college career. Moving to the Bay Area for college was a big step in my life. I was excited, but I was also nervous as I did not know what it was going to be like meeting new people, getting to experience a new city, and being able to live on my own, which I never had before. And it was life-changing as I didn't know what to expect, and it was just something new that not everyone gets to experience. Like my parents, they didn't get to move away for college and live in a dorm. So I think it was just a big step for all of us. My first impressions of going to the nursing classes was it's a really small school. I was really surprised by the amount of students that fit in one room. There wasn't too many people, but it was also like, wow, I might actually see these people every day compared to like a bigger school. So that was a really big change as I came from a big school. And I think it was a good change because it allowed me to become close with all my classmates and my teachers. So it made lectures and homework somewhat easier to manage. And I think it was really a good experience to be able to interact with everybody and get to know everyone on a more closer basis compared to maybe only seeing a classmate once a week at a bigger school. One of the big things about moving to the Bay Area was that I didn't know anybody and I didn't have any friends. And going into nursing school, it's like, oh, like you guys are going to be able to work together with other people. But at the same time, it's like, oh, you're meeting new people. And I was nervous. I'm kind of introverted. So it was kind of difficult for me to open up and meet new people. But fortunately enough, like everybody in my classes were like nursing students. We're all taking human anatomy, basic chemistry, all the essential classes for nursing. And we've kind of found ourselves working together and studying with each other like every day. I got to see these people at lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and we would just be able to hang out talking about nursing and just getting to know each other. And working together was a very big factor in nursing school, because in nursing school, you're not alone and you got to be accountable for each other, especially if you're on a unit with multiple patients. You guys have to learn to work together and to trust one another. And these friendships have been so important to me. I've had these friends for the past 4 years, and they're like brothers and sisters to me, and we care for each other a lot. And a major highlight so far in my career was just being able to go to like these different hospitals across like Bay Area. I had to do clinicals in San Francisco, in Sacramento, and here right now I'm in Santa Rosa. And just being able to travel to these new hospitals and being in different settings has been a very big factor in why I want to do nursing, why I want to travel and meet new nurses and experience different cases, looking at different illnesses and getting to meet new people in different cultures. Pivoting towards reflections and takeaways from my career so far, I want to go over what keeps me motivated on those hard days. So say I have like a poor grade on an exam or something, I made a mistake at clinical or something. And sometimes I put myself down. I'm like, wow, like you didn't do good. Like you have to do better. And it's those negative thoughts that really put myself down. But I also have to reflect on myself and realize like why I'm doing this, why I need to work hard, why I need to stay focused and disciplined with my studies. And it's because of my mom, my family. I'm doing this not just for myself, but for also for them. Like right now, my mom, she's the one who's caring for my family and my sister while I'm away. But what's going to happen when she gets older? What happens if she gets sick or she gets hurt? Who's going to take care of the family when she's like not in it? So I want to be able to provide for them when they get older. I want to be able to help them with their meds, help take them to the groceries. Just being able to give back to my family is a very important factor for why I'm motivated to do well in school. And another thing I wanted to reflect on is what I'm looking most forward to in the journey ahead. I'm most excited to be able to just share my skills and my knowledge to other nurses and show them that I can perform, I can help, I am able to be proactive and assist you guys. I want to be able to share my skills with the patients and to be able to take care of them as well. I'm really just looking forward to helping those in need and just giving back to the community who helped take care of me. Before I end, I want to go over these three things that I would give to nursing students as advice. So if you're any nursing student or thinking about becoming one, this is important for you guys, or even if you're just interested in listening. So one that I've learned in my years of college is that time management is key. Nursing school can be very intense, and it is important that you plan your study schedule, your clinical prep, and personal time. And a useful tool that I use is Google Calendar, and it's helped me stay organized with when I have exams, when I have homework due, and when I have work scheduled. And it's very important that you stay organized so that you're not as overwhelmed, and it reduces the stress on yourself. Another thing is, don't be afraid to ask questions. I know that in my school years, I was very nervous being just asking professors stuff. But when I came to college and the classes were so much smaller, I realized I can create a really good connection and relationship with my professors and my classmates. So asking questions shows that you care and it makes you want to learn. And everyone has to begin somewhere. And yeah, I was nervous, but look at me now. I'm able to ask my professors anything now. And then last thing that's very important is that you take care of yourself, mentally and physically. Mentally is just being able to de-stress. Go ahead, take those days off. It's important that you get the rest, let your body relax, and let your brain feel recuperated. And sleep and nutrition have been very important in my nursing career so far. I remember in my first 2 years of college, I would barely sleep because I'd be worried about my grades, trying to study, catching up on homework. But now that I've gotten into my senior year, I realized that skipping them won't help my grades, especially with nutrition as well. Making sure I eat all my meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Those are food for your brain and helps you think during class, helps you think during clinical, especially during clinical. You want to get enough sleep and you want to eat enough so that you don't get tired because those are long hours and you're working an entire shift. So just being healthy is crucial in maintaining a good mindset and staying physically fit for your clinical. To wrap it all up, I just want to go over what I've learned about myself so far on my nursing journey. I think I've learned to find an understanding of balance between my social life and my academics. I always wanted to be able to enjoy myself, hanging out with friends, going out, while also maintaining good grades and studying hard. And of course, your studies will always come first, but your friends will always be there on this journey. In nursing school, you're not always alone. And it's important that we maintain these relationships to better lift each other up and get through nursing school together. And I think that's one of the key things that I've learned about myself, and I'm still learning to this day, trying to improve myself and do better so that I can share my knowledge and advice to you guys. So that's about it for today. I invite you guys to come and follow along as I will share more about my journey and how my RN in progress is coming along. So next time, I plan on talking about my first clinical rotation and what I've learned from stepping onto the hospital floor. So I hope you guys tune in for that. And that's it for today. I'm DJ Benster, and this is RN in Progress. Thank you.